الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی when he grants any person the توفیق to carry out a smallest deed that normally a person would categorize as very small or insignificant in comparison to the big deeds. For example, saying Subhanallah. You don't need effort to say Subhanallah. You don't need strength to say Subhanallah. You don't have to take out time to say Subhanallah. You don't have to spend money to say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Simple deeds. Small deeds. But they earn enormous reward. So as far as a true believer is concerned, someone who has some knowledge in regard to Islam, for him every deed is significant. Because a person is able to reap enormous reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Alhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. Alhamdulillah. As I said earlier, very simple, very easy. No resources are required. Wudu is not necessary. Facing the Qibla is not necessary. The purity of the body is not necessary. So ghusl is not even necessary. If a person is in a state of total impurity, even in that state he can say Alhamdulillah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when a person says Alhamdulillah, the reward he will acquire as a result of saying Alhamdulillah once, it will fill the pan of the whole pan of the scale. So in a scale we have two pans. One pan will be for good deeds, one pan will be for bad deeds. So when a person says Alhamdulillah, the reward is so much that it will fill the whole pan. And in order to understand the volume of this reward, a person needs to know the size of the pan. So again we refer to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is the size of this pan that we are talking about? The size of the pan of this scale that we are talking about. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that yudha'ul mizan walahu kiffatan. On the day of Qiyamah, the scale will be established. And this scale will have walahu kiffatan, two pans. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لَوْ وُضِيَتْ فِي إِحْدَاهُمَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ لَوَسِيَتْهُنَّ. If in only one pan was placed the seven heavens and the seven earth and whatever they contain, there will still be room for more. If you put everything, the whole universe in that pan, there will still be room for more. So when a person says Alhamdulillah once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills this whole pan. So I will urge all my brothers, all my sisters, all my young sons, all my young daughters, throughout your life, and more throughout your Hajj, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to do that, begin from now. I am not saying behave now as you would behave in Makkah Mukarramah. We have things to do during the day, during the night. We have our so many commitments. And because we are not used to it, so we become neglectful also. But try to keep the tongue busy with the dhikr of Allah. And which dhikr? Very simple. Any dhikr that comes on the tongue. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And slowly, 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 before you depart, inshallah, the tongue will become habituated to a certain extent remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you set out on the journey, then increase this dhikr more. And when you are actually in ihram and in Makkah Mukarramah, with ihram, without ihram, during Hajj, then excessive dhikr. Until the ramy, one very important dhikr, after you enter into ihram until ramy, until pelting the shaitan, is labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulka la sharika laka. All of us who have been to Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj or Umrah either before, or those of you who are going for the first time, you will notice that people are very lax in regard to this. They hardly read this zikr. If a person was to try and contemplate and come to this conclusion that from the time I entered ihram until I came out of ihram, when in Umrah you start, once you enter ihram you say labbaik, and thereafter this remains your main zikr until you start the tawaf. That is in Umrah. And in Hajj, once you enter the state of ihram from there until you pelt the shaitan on the first day, on the 10th of Zulhijjah. If you contemplate, those of you who have been for Umrah, that how many times from the time I entered ihram until the end, how many times did I read this zikr? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. And if we try to come to this conclusion that can I say that excessively I read this zikr, everybody will fail. Everybody will come to this conclusion that I failed. Not I have done, I failed. Because we hardly read this. Whereas the teaching of our deen is that the muhrim, this is his main zikr. Not that he is not supposed to do another zikr. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked, he said, when we left Mina to go to Arafat, some of us were reading Labbaik and some of us were reading Takbir, Allahu Akbar. So Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, others were reading Takbir. So it may have varied that when we set out, some people were saying Allahu Akbar, some people were saying Labbaik, and halfway down the route, those who were saying Takbir began saying Labbaik, and those who were saying Labbaik began to say Takbir. Some of them throughout Takbir, throughout Labbaik, but they remain in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you return, inshallah, take good omen that if you are very particular during Hajj in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when you will return, inshallah, you will have this habit that the tongue should remain moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yazalu lisanuka ratbam min dhikrillah. This is the desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the tongue of every mu'min should remain moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, udhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And the intellectual people, the people of intellect, the clever people, who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while lying down. And these are the only three postures that a person has. Either he is standing, he is sitting, or he is lying down. That means the people with intellect are those, according to the Quran, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. This is zikr-e-kathir. Sometimes we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue and sometimes with the heart and the mind. Sometimes in salat, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka. But with the heart and the mind, we are remembering something else. So a person may have worldly conversation on the tongue, but with the heart and the mind, he can be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance and excessively, then Allah grants him the success of this world and the hereafter. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may acquire the success of this world and the hereafter. So I was saying, this point was a sidetrack. This point, inshallah, will help you also for Hajj. Start from now, make a resolution. One is the method of Hajj. So please, my brothers, my sisters, do not go from here with this in mind, that Hajj is farz upon me and I want to carry out this responsibility so I am not answerable on the day of Qiyamah. No. I want to perform Hajj not only with my body. I want to perform Hajj with my body, with my heart, with my mind. I want to be in Hajj. I don't want to be in Makkah Mukarrama only. No, I want to be in Hajj. My heart and mind will be in Hajj. If someone's ill in our home, very seriously ill, and we have to go to the shop, we have to go to the chemist, we have to go to the surgery to call the doctor, our body will be there, but heart and mind will be with our mother, with our father. So once I embark on this journey, whatever I may be doing, I may be out of the haram eating, having food, I may be out of the haram having breakfast, but my heart and mind should be in the haram. My heart and mind should be thinking about Mina tomorrow. I'm going to Arafat tomorrow. My heart and mind should be thinking about Arafat. My heart and mind should be thinking about the wukuf of Arafat. What am I going to do? How am I going to spend that day? Not casually, as and when, as it comes, I will. No. Heart and mind should be occupied by Hajj, even now. Occupied by Hajj. And every person should aim to return with Hajj-e-Mabroor. Hajj-e-Mabroor. What is Hajj-e-Mabroor? Hajj-e-Mabroor is that Hajj in which no sin is committed. Hajj-e-Mabroor is that Hajj. Hajj-e-Mabroor, it is translated as an accepted Hajj. But when we go deep into it, the ulama say that Hajj-e-Mabroor is that Hajj which is immune and pure from riya, show, and which is immune and pure from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immune and pure from the sins of the eyes, sins of the tongue, sins of the ears, sins of the heart, sins of the mind, physical sins, pushing somebody, hurting somebody, harming somebody. Throughout Hajj, give everybody else priority. Okay, fine, I have reached up to here, but no problem. If you want to go and kiss Hajar-e-Aswad first, please go. And then somebody comes from this side, please go. And do not get frustrated that I'm only 10 yards, 15 yards away from Hajar-e-Aswad, and if people keep pushing in, I will never be able to kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. No problem. Kissing Hajar-e-Aswad is a good deed, and giving preference and priority to other is also a good deed. So if after giving 10 people, 15 people, 20 people priority, you are unable to kiss Hajar-e-Aswad, then what have you returned with? You have returned with 15, 20 good deeds. 15, 20 good deeds. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Niyatul mu'mine khayrum min amalihi. Sometimes the intention and resolution of a mu'min is better than the deed that he carries out. Sometimes, for example, in this scenario, if we were to push somebody, harm somebody, then we are carrying out a haram act. So by carrying out a haram act, we reach multazam. By pushing somebody, hurting somebody, harming somebody, we go into hatim and perform two rakat. By pushing somebody and harming and hurting somebody, we kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. Kissing Hajar-e-Aswad is mustahab. And causing harm to somebody is haram. So in this situation, the niyat and the intention is better than amal. Because if you carry out the amal, you have carried out mustahab with haram. So this haram will wash away the mustahab deed. So you have returned with a sin. And if you did not push anybody and if you give preference to others, Then you have returned with 10, 15 good deeds because you gave preference to your Muslim brothers and sisters. And you have returned with this grief that I wish I was also able to kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. But this is what Allah wanted. I'm happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, it is hope from Allah that as a result of this zeal of yours, Allah will grant you all the barakat that a person acquires by kissing Hajar-e-Aswad. So, dhikrullah. Remain in dhikrullah now as well, there as well. And the beginning was that such small deeds. If a person is granted tawfiq to carry out the smallest of the deeds, this tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. That nothing in this world can match this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gold, silver, millions of pounds, billions of dollars, shops, factories, good cars, status, everything on one side and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of saying subhanallah once only. Nothing can match. Here my brothers, my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving you tawfiq of saying subhanallah once. Alhamdulillah once. He is granting you the tawfiq to carry out one of the very important fundamentals of deen, performing Hajj. So if being granted the tawfiq of saying subhanallah once is a great ni'mat, then we cannot even imagine the volume of this ni'mat that Allah is granting you. And only those people are able to perform Umrah and Hajj who are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will come across so many people who will say, Inshallah, next year definitely. Inshallah, next year definitely. And you will come across religious people who will say inshallah next definitely. He has already performed his fard hajj and he says inshallah it's been 10 years, it's been 15 years, I haven't performed nafla hajj, I want to go inshallah. But he is unable to go. Only those people are able to go and perform umrah and hajj who are invited. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you this year. So go with a good resolve that inshallah we want to perform hajj mabrur. We will not commit any sin. And if during the hajj a mistake is made, mistake of the eyes, mistake of the ears, mistake of the tongue, then immediately repent. Lament yourself that in Makkah Mukarrama you are doing this. Lament yourself in the state of Ihram you are doing this. Lament yourself that in Haram Sharif you are doing this. In Mina you are doing this. In Muzdalifah you are doing this. Tawbah, 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 tawbah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And the sign of Hajj Mabrur, this is the definition of Hajj Mabrur. The sign of Hajj Mabrur is that when you return from Hajj, you change for the better. So if a person changes for the better, that is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him Hajj Mabrur. And what is the reward of Hajj Mabrur? Nothing but Jannat. Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. So inshallah, no disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout Hajj. And that will only happen if we sincerely repent now. Sincerely repent now and behave as if, behave like we behave in Ramadan. In Ramadan we change our lives. So now you are going for Hajj inshallah. You are going to become the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to become Dhaifur Rahman. So bring some change in your life. Don't remain in a normal life until you depart for Hajj. No. So from the way you were spending your 24 hours until today, slowly, slowly bring change. 2 more weeks to go, 3 more weeks to go, 4 more weeks to go before you travel, bring change. So this is a bridge leading you to Makkah Mukarrama or Hajj inshallah. So bring change. Bring change and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the heart and the mind does not support you, with the tongue say, oh Allah, I've repented, I will not commit any sin. And if a mistake is made, say to Allah that, oh Allah, I'm so filthy. Shaitan and nafs, they are overpowering me. Help me. Help me, oh Allah, help me. When we are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, same thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us back in a pure state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after we return, ask Allah that, oh Allah, keep me pure from every disobedience. Because that is the objective of life. That we live a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the objective. So we go from here with ikhlas only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't tell everyone and anyone, please make dua for me, I'm going for a hajj. And the objective is not dua. Objective is to let people know I'm going for hajj. But you can't tell everybody I'm going for hajj, I'm going for hajj, I'm going for hajj. So you say, make dua for me, I'm going for hajj. Please forgive me if I have made any mistakes, I'm going for hajj. If the objective is asking for forgiveness, alhamdulillah, we should ask people for forgiveness. If the objective is to request people for dua, alhamdulillah. But if the objective is that I want people to know I'm going for hajj, and after returning also, I want people to know I've performed hajj. After returning, we mention our deeds. Alhamdulillah, I managed to perform 25 tawaf. I managed to perform 5 umrah. I did this, I did that. We will ruin everything. So much effort, so much money, we will ruin everything. So ikhlas should remain now, during the hajj and after hajj also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put this as the first condition. Man hajja lillah. One who performs hajj for the pleasure of Allah. That is the first condition. And second condition, falam yarfus walam yafsuk. And he remains immune from disobedience to Allah. He safeguards himself from disobedience to Allah. So one who safeguards himself from disobedience to Allah and one who performs hajj with ikhlas, with sincerity. So this is Hajj Mabrur. For him, Raja Kayomin Waladathu Ummu. He will return after Hajj as if his as if he is a newborn baby. He will return as he was on the day his mother gave birth to him. So he will return as a newborn baby. And he will become so pure, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has asked the other believers, Muslims, who have not gone for Hajj, that when the Haji returns, then you meet him, shake hands with him, and ask him to seek forgiveness for you. Because he is so pure in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he will ask for forgiveness for anybody, Allah will forgive that person also. So this is the type of Hajj we need to target for. And inshallah, all of you will be able to do it, inshallah. If we resolve, inshallah, Allah will help. We are weak humans. We cannot do anything. It is only Allah who will be able to help us. But we have to resolve. Sincerely, genuinely, we have to resolve. And after resolving, if we sincerely and genuinely resolve, then obviously Allah will see our efforts also. We will try, we will strive. And when Allah will see us striving and trying, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help will come, and inshallah we will return with Hajj Mabrur. And not only will we return while securing the ni'mats of this world and the hereafter for us, but for our families as well, and for the whole ummah as well. You are all aware of the condition of the ummah, condition of humanity. So please make dua for the whole ummah as well, for the situation that the Muslims are facing all over the world, and for the conditions that the humanity is facing all over the world. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all the oppression, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill this world with peace and with tranquility and with security. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides the whole of humanity towards good, and He saves the humanity from bad. And please make dua for all the sick also, all those who are going through any difficulties. And please make dua for me also, for my family. Some of my siblings are going through difficult times at the moment. My younger brother, majority of you must know him, Maulana Ismail Dhorat. He will be having a triple bypass on Tuesday, inshallah. So you are already hujjaj, mashallah, because you have resolved. So the niyat is already there. So Allah will accept your prayers, inshallah. So make dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show him mercy, and may the operation be easy and successful, inshallah. And may Allah lengthen his life and use him for the khidmat of deen, inshallah. And my older brother, Saeed, both of them were diagnosed nearly at the same time, just a space of 2-3 days. He has been diagnosed with stomach cancer. He's older than me. It's in its initial stages. He will be undergoing operation also. Please make dua for him as well. And I'm 63. And there are three siblings younger than me. So the six are older than me. The oldest is 80 years old. But alhamdulillah, all of them are alive. So make dua for all of them in old age, everybody. Make dua for me as well, that may Allah accept me for His deen. May Allah grant all of us, all our siblings and all of you, all our relatives, everybody, His pleasure, and may we depart from this world with Husni Khatima, inshallah. And we will remain praying for you as well, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all easy Hajj, accepted Hajj, and may Allah grant you all Hajj Mabrur, and may Allah make everything easy for you. And please, save yourself from all the attractions and distractions there. Everything around Haram Sharif, all the attractions, distractions, all of those things are available here in Leicester as well, in the UK as well, except for Haram Sharif. Haram Sharif is available nowhere. So tea shop, coffee shop, donut shop, KFC, everything is available here. Haram Sharif is available nowhere. Haram Sharif is available only in Makkah Mukarrama. Masjid An-Nabawi is available only in Madina Munawwara. So try to spend as much time as possible. Much time. When I go to Haramain Sharifain, I spend time only in two places. Hotel or Haram Sharif. These are the only two times. Go to hotel because we need to rest. When you get tired, you need to rest. You are unwell, you need to rest. You have to have food. Go to the hotel only when necessary. All your other time should be in Haram Sharif. Make niyat of etikaf that, oh Allah, for as long as I am in Haram Sharif, I am in etikaf. And spend your time well in Haram Sharif also. So spend as much time as possible in Haram Sharif and spend your time well. Not gossiping, not talking, not making noise. No, spend your time well, reciting the Quran, performing salat, making qaza of your past life, repenting to Allah, contemplating on the past, and then asking Allah for forgiveness, shedding tears, making firm resolutions for the future, learning the masail of Hajj before Hajj. Spend your time in doing these things. And do not use Haram Sharif for meeting places. People go start looking for people. Where is this person? Where is that person? They phone each other that this is the meeting place. This is where we will meet. No, meet Allah only. Haram Sharif is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all acceptance, grant us all acceptance. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Inshallah, the ziyarah of Madina Munawwara will take place. Because I need to go and see Maulana Ismail Sahib in hospital. So we had to change the schedule. Otherwise, I was supposed to come at 6 o'clock. So inshallah, Maulana will just briefly mention the, and then you can take questions. And as I mentioned last year also, once this program is over, from here until you leave for Hajj, if you have any questions, please contact the Islamic Dawah Academy. And inshallah, daily between Maghrib and Isha, our ulama and our muftis will be available for you here for any question that you have. So the men folk may come physically here between Maghrib and Isha any day, 7 days a week, until you go for Hajj, inshallah, Maghrib to Isha. Any day come, anything you don't understand, anything that creates confusion in you, please come. They are there to help you, inshallah. The ladies can phone in at the Islamic Dawah Academy, and inshallah the muftis will be able to guide them then as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. We feel it an honor to help those people who are going to the house of Allah, who are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't feel it a burden. Please, if you have any questions, come to the academy. You can go to other ulama also, but we are here also. Jazakumullah. Please make dua for the construction that is taking place, that may everything go smoothly. We have accumulated the funds, alhamdulillah. So, but alhamdulillah. And then second and third phase will be coming, so make dua for that also. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.